And I thought your dad was very cute. Not in that way, but like he was very like okay, yes,
oh,
mommy.
Like,
like he had
like
daddy,
I've heard that before.
Daddy energy.
My
shit
God.
Like that. Sir, if you're watching this, I'm just playing around. For legal reasons, it's a joke. It's purely
oh
a joke. But yeah. Papa Eze.
Shut the shut up, bro.
Okay. I'll keep quiet. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to 3 a.m. podcast. This is episode 4.
Oh yeah, episode
4. yeah, it's episode 4. And yeah.
You want to introduce ourselves? Wait, do we have to introduce ourselves each episode or do you think it's necessary?
I feel like we need to.
Okay.
I don't know. For like new listeners or whatever. Well, I'm Deborah.
And I'm Adama. And yeah.
Yeah, we're back. That's
we're back.
Video.
It's been a while.
It really has. It's been a long while, guys. Actually, it hasn't, because by the time, like, when we release this, it would be a week after.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. The time between episode 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Is a while.
It's been a while.
We just have busy schedules.
That,
and,
mm-hmm.
There's just been not. We just have to figure out like a proper schedule as well. And we had we recorded an episode on my birthday, and the audio was just really bad. But we ended up fixing it, so it's all good.
Yeah, we salvaged it, so we're gonna release that. And it's actually it was a good episode. I would say so myself. I mean, if I would say so myself.
Yeah,
let me not jinx us, but
what
like
we talked about.
Oh, I remember.
I don't. I actually was like, all of the people that know about our podcast are like, our friends, like Earl's Cliff people, and like family members, I guess, like your siblings. But I was like, I need to like tell other people. So I told some people my school here, and I didn't really want to, but I did. I was like, it's like put aside the embarrassment. And there's this girl. She didn't tell me directly because we're not really friends, really close like this. But she's friends with one of my closer friends. And she was like, she really, really, really likes it. Like, a lot. And I was like...
Really?
Yeah. I was really surprised.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear, I guess.
Yeah.
Our craft is appreciated. We love to see it.
We just have to... I don't know. But yeah. Today's Monday. I had the craziest weekend ever. I'm not even joking.
I want to hear about this.
I'm going to be talking for a while, but where do we even start? Okay, so one of my friends has, like, she's on the smaller side, and she, like, if she does drink, then she just gets, like, drunk very easily. So, like, two shots is done, and she's, like, very drunk. And she's like, can't relate. And so
like I really can't. She's saving money, seriously. Wow.
And so she likes to, not likes to drink, but like every weekend just have fun. And one day, oh my God. Okay, so I decide to go to bed early, and I just don't want to go out, whatever. And I get text at like 5 a.m. saying, oh my God. Because she's never hooked up with anyone. She hasn't had her first kiss. She hasn't done anything, nothing like that. And I get text at 5 a.m. saying, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know what to do. She just hooked up with this guy. And this guy is like...
When you say hooked up, you mean sex?
No. I mean like... Like, kissed and... She did that, but... That was it. She stopped it. But apparently, like, when she called me or when she texted me, she didn't, like, how do I explain it? It wasn't a good experience, I guess. Like, she didn't like
shit.
It at all. So I was like,
is it one of your close friends?
Yes.
Okay.
But the guy that I know of, like, I know him, like, he's, anyways. So I don't know how to make, like, what to do with the situation, blah, blah, blah. So I stay in her room for the night, and then in the morning, call our, two of our friends, we're explaining it, and, like, was it, like, assault, or was it, like, just normal? And we had come to the conclusion that it wasn't, like, assault, it was just, like, he's just very aggressive when he does stuff. So that was it. And we're like, okay, cool, like, whatever. And then because of that, like, incident, we're like, okay, we need to have, like, some fun. We need to go out, whatever. And my school is, like, 20 minutes outside of Boston. So we're like, she texts one of her friends at Northeastern and is like, okay, are there any parties going on this weekend? And she's like, yeah, there's a party. Like, you can, like, come to a girl's dorm and then we can go to a frat party after. So I'm like, okay, like, I've never been to a frat party. Like, if it's a Northeastern, I'm chill. I don't want to go to a BU frat party or a BC, Boston University, or Boston College.
Is Northeastern where Kirill is?
No. Oh, no. That's where Nikita is. Nikita's at Northeastern. Okay. Kirill's at Boston University. And Boston University guys, their frats, like, it's a no-go. Like, it's just a lot of stuff happened. You don't want to get caught up in that. So I'm like, I'm not going to go to a Boston University party. I'll go to a Northeastern frat party. So we go to Boston. We have Indian food before. So good. Anyways. And then the house party was, like, apparently not happening. So we stayed in her, like, dorm area for, like, an hour until the frat party, and we can't even go up to her room because Northeastern is very strict with, like, they just, we have to sit, like, in the lobby area and whatever, and it's freezing at this point. It's like 12, it's midnight, and that was it. So then we take an Uber to this frat, and it's like a house, but it's like a kind of like a rundown house, and we go down into the basement, and there are, like, a lot of people. And it's actually, like, pretty cool, like, whatever. It was good to see new people. And at this point, we brought a bottle of water filled with Svedka. And, like, I hate Svedka vodka.
Oh, okay.
Vodka. Yeah. And so, I take a shot. I'm like, okay, like that. I don't really like vodka like that. And then my two of my other friends, they finish it. And they're really, really drunk. And I'm, like, I know that I'm, like, gonna be the one, like, taking people home. Because I don't like getting so drunk where I don't remember. And this is not funny. This is not funny. But can you hear that dinging?
Yeah. It's fine, though.
And so, oh, my God. So, we get to the party. People are drinking, whatever. And then we're like, okay, let's move to a different party. And all of these frats are on one street, so it's not like you have to drive anywhere. You just walk to the other house. And so we're in the party, and then it's the second one is really dead. And then there's, like, this drunk girl that's passed out on the lawn, and, like, girls in the bathroom. The bathrooms are nasty. Like, my friends are so drunk, like, twirling all over the place. And then it's, like, it was getting really boring. They're playing, like, Katy Perry, and we're like, okay, this is, like, we gotta go. So then we go outside, and this girl comes up to us, like, part of the group of girls that we came with, and she's freaking out, and she's like, a guy brought out a gun. And I'm like, what?
Sorry, what's like, a gun?
No, yes. Like, so I'm
as per,
oh my God,
like, yes, a gun. Okay,
nice. So I, like, cute. I, like,
wait, is this the one where, like, on your story that you were, that there was police and you were, like, cute or some shit like that?
No. Okay, that's a different story. That's just, like, someone was smoking in the dorm, and then smoking the alarm went off. I don't, cigarette, oh, weed, I don't know.
Why did they call police for that?
Anyways, because you're not meant to, you're not meant to smoke inside the dorm because the fire alarm. So then when the alarm goes off, ambulance comes because they think it's a fire. Anyways, so. Okay. She comes, she's like, a guy with a gun. And I'm like kind of tipsy. I sober up real quick. I'm like, there's no way. And he's like, yeah, he's that guy right there with the beanie. And he's like on the same street as us.
I just have a question. Was he white or black?
He was white.
Okay, continue.
And I'm like, okay, like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, he was inside the party, not outside, but he was inside. And apparently he got like upset at this girl for like not hooking up with him or something, and pulled it like pulled it out from his waist and like pointed it at her, and like just to scare her and put it back. So I'm like, no, like, we were only there for like 40 minutes. I'm like, nope, gotta go. And like, yeah, my two friends are drunk, and so I'm like, I need to call an Uber. I don't care if the Uber is $30 back, I'm leaving here. Like, that's what's most important. So
yeah,
I get the Uber. I get one of my friends in the Uber, and my other friend is like clinging on to this guy, like wouldn't leave him alone, like screaming. So I leave my other friend in the Uber. I tell the Uber guy, please just wait 1 second. Wait. Like, I'm so sorry. I try to rip my friend off of this other guy. He's like, no, I haven't seen him. Because it's like this girl, this guy that she went to high school with and saw him at the party.
Okay.
It's like, I haven't seen him in like 3 years. I'm like, no, we gotta go. I'm not about to get shot. Is the
drink talking?
So I'm like, I get her in the car. And then my other friend is sobering up. But my other friend is very, very drunk. She's not going to be sober anytime soon. So I'm like, okay, at least I just have to take care of one person. That's fine. So yeah, we get back to the dorm where her friend's at, and her friend didn't come back with us. She came later in a different car. So we were in this dorm for like 20 minutes. I'm like, I have a friend that goes to Northeastern from, like, let me just call her. So we go to her, and on our way to her, she's like, I can't let you my dorm, like, either. Like, it's just a rule across all Northeastern students is you can't let people in your dorm. So we go to the campus center. So we're in the campus center. Then one of my friends is throwing up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I think it's time for, we need to go. Like, we just need to go back because I don't like being away from, like, my comfort zone. Yeah. So we're walking. And then my friend, not the really drunk one that was clinging on to this other girl, but my other friend that was sobering up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, like, she's walking, and I almost have, I'm not even joking, I almost have a heart attack. She starts jerking her head backwards, like, vigorously. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, back, and then stops, and back, and stops. And then she's walking, bro. I'm like, are you good, bro? And,
she was possessed by the alcohol.
No, you don't even, no, you won't laugh soon. So then, she's walking. She's like, my head feels really heavy. I'm like, what do you mean your head feels heavy? Like, she doesn't act like this when she's drunk. Like, I've seen her drunk before. She's like, my head is really heavy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, sit down. As I'm leading her to sit down, she loses, like, all feeling in her leg and falls. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I have to catch her. I put her to the side. I sit her down. And then I'm trying to, like, look at her, and she's just not looking at me. She's, like, jerking her head back, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do. I just need to get back to campus. Bro. So I get an Uber. The Uber, out of all times that I need an Uber, the Uber is, speaks Spanish, doesn't speak any English. And the girl that's really, really drunk is the only one that can speak Spanish, and she can't even speak English at this point. So, we finally get in the back of the car. I ask my friend Anaya, who goes to Northeastern, to go upstairs to her dorm and get two plastic bags just in case. So, gets two plastic bags. My friend is passed out on my leg, the one that is, like, acting really, really weird, and I just need to get her back to her dorm. Mm-hmm. Get her back to her dorm. We get out of the Uber, and I'm like, okay, she was sleeping the whole time. Maybe she's, like, can walk. She can't walk. Like, at all. Like, her legs are just, like, out. And I'm like, okay. To the other girl,
she passed out.
No, she's, like, she's conscious, but, like, not, she's not really there. So I tell the other girl, like, you need to help me, blah, blah, blah. So she's, the other girl, the drunk girl, is, like, twirling in the middle of the lawn. I tell her to come here. She turns, and there's throw up all over her body. She missed her bag in the Uber. And I didn't even realize. She got out of the Uber. Her whole mask had thrown up on her. Her whole chest had thrown up. And we had Indian food. So she had chicken tikka masala. So it's orange. Her whole chest.
Her whole chest. You're telling me she had chicken tikka masala on her fucking chest?
Yes, it was bright orange. Her whole throat was bright orange. I'm like, that was the chicken tikka masala because it couldn't be something else. So I'm like, okay, you just need to help her.
Long
day. So at this point, it's 3 a.m. and I'm like trying to get them to the door. And right next to our dorm is public safety. It's like police, ambulance. And if they catch, because they're like, I'm technically underage here, and so are they. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not 21. Yeah. So, I'm not worried about myself because I'm sober, but they are, like, if they get in trouble, like, my friends are 17. So, I'm like, yeah. I can't, you know. So, I get her to the door, and I'm freaking out because she's, like, getting worse by the second. I get her to the room, and I'm trying to look at her, and then she opens her eyes, and her eyes are rolling to the back of her head. And I'm like... And I'm like, I really hope it's not what I think it is, but I think I know what it is. So I call her roommate. Her roommate doesn't pick up. I text her. I'm like, bro, I think, like, what's-her-face was drugged. Like, someone drugged her drink or put something in her drink, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is not normal. Because a day before that, another one of our friends was drugged.
Drugged.
And, yeah. Some guy put something in the drink.
Bro, because like, I was gonna say it can't be alcohol that did that. Like, I know. Jerking it.
I know. Oh, so my. Then.
Okay, that's so serious.
I know. So I call her. She doesn't pick up. She's like the only. I don't want to tell like all these people because people don't need to know that. Like, so. I put the really really drunk girl on the floor, and I'm like, just sit there or whatever. She starts crying because that's just what drunk people do. She was just crying on the floor. I'm like, okay, just chill. And then my friend had gone, like, we went out, and she didn't have her glasses, but she had her contacts. So, and her eyes are at the back of her head, so I can't get the contacts out. So I'm like, it's 3 a.m. Everyone is sleeping. It's like 3:30. I'm like, what am I going to do? So I go outside to throw away all the throw-up stuff that were in my friend's clothes. And I see one of the girls that was drugged the night before. And I'm like... Like, I know you, so I run up to her. I'm like, so the hallway is like this, and it's, like, sectioned off, and I see her go down this way, but I don't know where she went. Mm-hmm. So I followed her, and then I go there, and she's gone. And I'm like, I don't have her number. Mm-hmm. So then I go back to the dorm. I text the girl on Instagram, and I'm like, I have a really good feeling that what's-her-face was drugged. Like, we need, like, I need your help. So she rushes over, and that's it. And then, so she holds the girl's eye open, and then I'm taking the contact out. But it's hard when her eyes are to the back of her head. So we're, like, hitting her face, but, like, tapping her face. Tapping. Like, just try to look here. Her first language isn't English, so then she just starts speaking her native language completely, like, that's how you know, because the girl that got drugged the night before, she's also her first language isn't English, and she just was speaking her native language throughout.
We're not culture for anything, but like that's how you know someone's actually very drunk. Because I remember one time, not me, but like in what they call it, there's a time we were in Kiara and Claudiana's room, and then Kiara and Hyunsu were like completely fucked, and they both Hyunsu was speaking Korean and Kiara was speaking Italian and Chinese, and they were acting as if they knew what they were saying to each other. They were like literally having a battle of, I joined, I was speaking Yoruba, but obviously I wasn't like fucked or anything. I was just finding it very funny. I was like, what the fuck is going on? They don't even understand each other, and they're trying. And then Lucas was speaking French, and French, I don't think he even knows how to speak French, but like they were just completely, but that's like, bruh, what the hell?
It was so bad.
Jesus. Try! You, like, thank goodness you were there, though, because imagine if you weren't. Like, God forbid anything could have happened, and thankfully it didn't. Like, yeah, is so the girl okay now?
Oh, she's fine now. So, we drank... The thing that confused us was that we drank the same thing. Like, she didn't drink anything I didn't drink. So, it was like... And I'm very cautious with what I drink. So, when I go... Like, even though obviously like I drink and I take into consideration what my parents have taught me. So my mom is very like strict on like if you go out, if you drop your drink on the floor, once it hits the ground, you don't pick it back up. If there's like giving out drinks at a party, don't take it unless it's like if you're like at a bar.
Unless you pour it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you see them pour it. Yeah.
So, the drink that they had was from, we bought it, or my friend bought it herself. We brought it to where we were, and then the other drink was a can of beer, and it was like we opened it ourselves.
So, what if she was injected though?
Yep. So then, a day later, she's in the shower. She's taking a shower, and then she stops, and there's a bump on her arm like this, right here.
She was injected.
Yeah. So then she texts me in the shower, and she's like, what the fuck, there's a bump on my arm. And I'm like, what do you mean there's a bump on your arm? Like, you probably just fell when you were drunk because you were falling a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, but it's like, it's such an awkward place. And it's like, it's so small, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So then I looked at it and it's like, it's there's no hole, but it's a bump. So it's a very thin needle. And then I was like, yeah, she was injected. And then after, you know, with the whole Travis Scott thing of this guy injecting people and they didn't even feel it. Like, I was like, yeah, that's probably what
that's
it was.
That's probably what's... Oh, my days. That is a lot.
It was probably... It was happened... I don't even know when it happened. It happened Friday night into Saturday morning. From Friday night to Saturday night... I did not sleep. I slept with her on the bed. I was like, it's a twin bed, so like I'm like my legs are here and my body, like my body was curved. I stayed with her the whole time. I like it was so horrible. So after that, we had bought drinks from this like corner store, and like they don't ID you. Like you can buy drinks for like $3. Like. Good drinks, and I was like, nope, no more alcohol. I gave it all to one of my friends. I was like, I don't want any more. I'm traumatized. So,
I don't even know what to say because I'm just glad she's okay because that's like so serious. Like, just thinking if there was no one there or anything,
I know.
Like, what the hell? Oh, people that are injecting people are very, very silly. Like, very, very, very silly.
Bro, it's crazy because every single time before I drink even a little bit, I'm like, guys, I'm not gonna get like messed up. I'm not, because anything can happen. I think maybe it's like, because my mom was always telling me like about worst stuff that could, like the worst thing that can happen. So in the back of my head, I said I always want to be prepared for something. So I told them, they're like, no, just have fun. You didn't have fun on your birthday. Da, 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 da. You have to drink. And I was like, I'll drink, but I want to still be aware of everything that I'm doing.
Like, what if she even had, like, a bad reaction? Okay, I guess that was a bad reaction, but, like, if something worse even happened, like, she was paralyzed or something, because you said that she couldn't feel her legs. Thank goodness it was temporary, but, like, it could have gone way worse than that. Yeah, I definitely have to be careful myself now, like...
I heard... Because we saw the bump, I was, like, injected. Someone really took the time.
And that's the thing, when you're drunk, you won't be aware, like, even if it's a, especially if it's a tiny needle, because it's probably like the COVID jab, you don't feel it like that. You only feel the day after, like, oh, it's sore, or maybe like some hours after, but when they actually put it inside, you don't feel anything. Maybe it's a needle as small as that. Also, when you even mentioned like the party was in this rundown place, like I had a feeling like something really terrible was going to go down. And after hearing about the gun, what the hell?
It was in, like, a normal neighborhood, like, this, like, white suburban, not suburban, like, just, like, neighborhood, like, older people, older white people. And, like, it was, like, your, it's not a very, very fancy house, but, like, it's just a normal house.
Oh, is it?
And I saw, like, we went in the big, like, big basement area, and it's, like, run down. I'm, like, I guess this is where, like, you have parties. It's not meant to be very nice, you know, because people throw up. Step on stuff, but I don't know. I was like, I'm calling the Uber, and the girl's like, no, let's just go to the other dorm, like the other dorm, it's fine. And I was like, I mean, not the other, the other house. And I was like, what are you talking about? I need to get out of here. Like, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So that was my weekend.
Bro. Okay. From now, it's just to like drink safely. Like, I know it sounds stupid. I was searching something up. Like, I was like, how to what's it called? Caution how much you're drinking. Cause I don't have like a filter when I'm like, I don't know when I'm actually, you know, drunk yet. I don't know how to explain it. Cause like was it Friday? Yeah. So you know how I bought Desperados. Yeah, I bought Desperados. I know you're jealous, but so's babes. But yeah, so basically I had 2 bottles of that, right? Then I went to this bar called Finders with some friends, and they were all ordering like beers and then Long Islands and whatever. Then there was this guy I met, he's in second year med. Then he ordered me this like Long Island strong drink or whatever. He's like, oh, if you drink this, like, you're gonna feel something. Because I was like, I never really, you know, feel much. I had some of that. I had some of my friends' beers. Like, I was just taking my friends, some of them ordered shots. I also took a shot. Mm-hmm. Then I was already like kind of feeling, but like, you know what, I'm fine. Because after that we went basically we crashed, quote unquote, we crashed the party. Because one of our friends was like, he got invited and he was like, we can all be his plus one. So we walked to the party, right? I think it was like I don't know if it was housewarming or just, but it was someone from our school as well. They were a couple and they were having like a party. So we got there, the party was kind of dead. Then one of my friends started playing like music, good music. And we all started vibing, you know. Then at this corner, they had like a lot of drinks. And I just went straight there. I was just mixing them. And that's the mistake, like mixing drinks is just, it's the worst thing you can do. But anyways, I was just mixing, trying, drinking. I was still feeling okay. Then it was around like when we left, then it kind of hit me. Because I also obviously, you know, like, I'm not going to disclose, but like other stuff after. Anyways, then we went back to one of the residencies. And that's when I realized, like, I fucked up. Because I was not even okay at all. You know how I just kept on telling everyone I love them and everything. I was like, oh, this is that. Then 2 of my friends had to, like, walk me back home, basically. And from them, I don't remember this. I remember most, like, you know, I don't know me, but I remember most of the night. But I don't remember this part. But they said that, like, because there's a roundabout to where my residence is. They said that I was walking in the middle of the road, like, where the cars were. I don't remember this. But, yeah, they were, like, they were trying to get me home. But I was, like, oh, they're trying to get me home. I was walking in the middle of the roundabout, like, with the cars. And they had to get me off the road. And some other people that we also knew, like, saw me, and then they told me, okay, we're back at the residence, like, we should take the back so that you know, I obviously don't get in trouble. Because like basically they sent out an email saying that, oh, can't come back intoxicated, can't da, 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 which is very stupid. Like, I don't know how they expect uni students to not drink and everything. But obviously, I mean, I have Nigerian parents, I don't want to get in trouble. So they said that as soon as they told me that, okay, we're back, like, we're gonna go, I was like, I said, I'm going to go through the front. I'm going to be fine. And I walked through the front fine. Like, I think what was in my head was like, Deborah, like, remember, like, you know your parents, you know? Don't do something
stupid. That's the same thing that in Earl's Cliff as well. I'm fine.
Yeah. Nah, because... but I don't know what came over me, but I was fine. Just thinking about it alone. They said I was walking in a straight line and everything. Walked to the door. Walked upstairs. I still can't believe that. But anyways... That was, like, my own weekend, I guess. My own drinking experience.
Oh, my weekend. Oh, my gosh. It didn't even end there. Okay,
it didn't end there.
That's why I told you about my friend hooking up with this guy, because it led to something else. Because it kind of just, like, I told you and then it didn't relate to the rest of the story. But now...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, she was, like, not... That's a stretch. Not traumatized, but, like... Mm-hmm. If it being your first experience, you want it to be, like,
and it wasn't
all that
good,
you dreamed. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because something you remember, like, it will stay with you. So
yeah, so every single time went inside her bed to sleep, it was like remind her, and it's like not a good reminder. Or like,
did it happen in her room?
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
So then,
okay.
So yeah, so I'm in her room, blah blah blah, and. It was like maybe a week later, or maybe like 5 days later. So me and her are watching, like, she's like the only person that really likes to watch scary movies and like horror movies with me. So we're watching a horror movie, and I don't get scared during horror movies. Like I'm not trying to be like tough, like I'm tough, but like for real, I don't get scared. And she turned on, the alarm went off, that thing you saw on my Snapchat, the alarm went off, and that scared me. And so we went outside into the, we were just waiting for the alarm to go off. We came back in, everything was good. And like, okay, maybe a horror movie is not the best option. It's like 1 a.m. Let's just watch like the originals. So I've watched the originals, everything, but she hasn't. So I was like, it's a pretty good show. Like, let's watch it. Yeah. So, oh my God. So we're watching it. And she gets a notification from, like,
the guy.
Oh, good. And it's, like, it's connected to her phone and her laptop. So, like, when I was watching originals, I could see it. But, like, I just saw his name. And I was, like, wait, what happened? He was, like, oh, are you in your room? Just very randomly. And if the guy says, if you're in your room at 1 a.m., like, what does he want?
That's so, demon time, nigga. Like, mom's trying to get
she's like, cunts. Exactly. Day. So she's like, I'm like, nope, he's not coming up here. She's like, I want to know what he wants to say. Da, 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 da.
Good.
And whatever. So, she says, yeah, why? And she's like, he was like, are you alone? And so then she's alone? Like, okay. She's like, yeah, I'm alone. Because I thought I had time to leave the room.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, like, let me
but just... Was the guy having shoes? And... No.
I don't know.
I don't know means no.
So then we hear a... on the door, like, 2 seconds later.
We're like, so he was already... This... That's fucking
He was
creepy.
Already there. So, see me, I rolled off the bed, and I hid behind her closet, and I'm like... Wait, I have to show you. I'm like doing this behind the closet because like in my head I'm like I'm gonna be there only for like 3 minutes because he's probably just needs something and leaves. Then he sits down, they're talking, he's like, oh my God, da, 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 da. Like I was drinking wine and like if you're underage, like you're not meant to drink on campus, so like we have like RAs.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're like floor managers or whatever, and he catches him with the drink, and he's like where's your ID, are you even the senior, are you a junior, how old are you, da-da-da-da. And if you get in trouble, like it actually goes on your record in school. So he gives him his fake ID, blah blah blah, and he's like, no, this is a fake, like I need your real ID. And then when the guy turns, like, the boy, he runs. And he runs to our dorm and ends up in our dorm. So then he's like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. Da, 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 da. Like, I need to stay here for, like, it's 1 a.m. So he's like, I'm probably going to stay here till 3 a.m. Is that okay with you? And she's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm going to be here for 2 hours behind a closet. And the closet space is like this. And I'm tall, so I have no space to do anything. And I'm like, my legs are curved. My legs are curved inside the closet. The door is like covering my face. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I guess I can stay here for a little bit. So he's like, he keeps getting FaceTime calls. Like, yo, bro. Like his bro's on the phone. Yo, bro, are you good? Da da da. He's like, yeah, I'm in this girl's room. Blah blah blah. Like, come up. So the two other guys come up, and then they're sitting there, and when I tell you my heart dropped, because I'm like, I'm going to be here for a long time. Mm-hmm. So they're talking, and I don't know why my friend did this, but she's like, oh, do you want to watch Netflix? So they start watching Netflix, and I'm just there.
And you're just inside the closet.
I'm just inside the closet.
At that point, I'll just jump out and scare all of them. I'm like, you know, bitches, and leave the room.
That's literally what all of my friends said. So I was like, no, I couldn't. I got so bored, I started unbraiding and re-braiding my braids. Yeah. That's how bored I was. It was so bad.
Even your friends don't even have, like, remorse. Why did she just tell them to leave for a second and then...
No, she tried at the beginning. She was like, Because the guys that he called up to the room were outside. So she was like, oh, go open the door for them. Like, okay. So I would have time to leave. But he was like, yeah. No, they'll figure it out. I'm, like, tired. And he stayed. So I was in the room.
Yikes.
And so I was in the closet for, like, an hour and 30 minutes. Just sitting there. I didn't have my phone because I ran. So I dropped my phone on the bed. I had nothing.
Yikes.
So,
Did they eventually leave?
Yeah, they left. An hour and, like, 30 minutes later.
I'll probably be even, like, boiling inside the closet. That alone will set me off. I'll be like, oh, hey guys, what's up? Funny story. I just found my way into the closet and, like, now I'm gonna leave. Bye. Simple as that.
Oh my god. But yeah.
Really?
That happened. I don't even know. That happened Sunday. No, it happened Saturday. I don't even remember. This school is too much. And also, like, this is very random, but, like, because of daylight savings, like, the time has changed, everything, what's it called? It gets darker earlier. So it gets darker at, like, 5 p.m. And the days just feel so long.
So long. Mm-hmm.
This weekend was so long. It was horrible.
Wow. Wait, so it gets darker earlier?
Yeah, so instead of getting dark at, like, 7 p.m., it gets dark at 5.
5, okay.
So, like, you would think, like, certain things are going to happen because it's a certain time. Like, the dining hall closes at 9, and then because it's, like, dark outside, you're like, oh, that means the dining hall's closed. But then it's dark, and you look at your phone, and it's 5 p.m.
5, yeah.
So it's just, like, okay, the days just keep...
Damn.
Yeah.
That's serious.
This is very much. But very... I'm taking a break from anything.
No.
Yeah, I just saw your Instagram. You said, "Madam, why are you knocking? I can't help you."
No, but actually, why were you banging? Like, what did you think was gonna happen?
No, because I was getting so frustrated. Like, I was getting so frustrated.
Guys, you know what happened? This babe locked herself out of the studio room that she's in right now. And me, I was sitting here because she left her phone inside. She left her laptop inside. Nothing. And she was just banging on the door. And I actually clocked that she was locked outside. And, you know, babe was really banging, as if it's like just burst open. But thankfully, someone opened it for you, Sha. Good Samaritan.
I was just very, like, frustrated, so I let my anger out on the door.
Boom.
Oh my god.
My tongue is itchy, I don't know why.
You know, wait, should I even say this?
What?
I'll say it. Because when they were kissing, the two, my friend and that other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently another girl that he's hooked up with had said that he's very aggressive.
Aggressive, like, well, like, is it like he's like he shoves his tongue in and then bites them or what?
Yeah. Oh, ew. Wow, it's like you read my mind. So
hello.
Currently, yeah, that's what he
does. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
That's
guys,
what he does.
Mm-hmm.
What guys,
No, I was gonna say guys, I'm purely virgin. No, I'm so serious, like, on God, like, no, it's not even a joke.
Serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's how we became friends, that's how we
I'm so
relate.
Innocent. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're a virgin. Yeah.
Yes, I am, though.
Yeah. Like, that's I just said, that's why I said.
I know, that's why we're friends, is because that's out of all of our friends, like,
friends,
they aren't virgins. And
Man.
We are, so we have that bond.
It's actually really sad because I don't know if my neighbor can hear me, but they don't respect me in this place. Like, they'll just be shagging anyhow. They'll be thumping. And me, I'm here trying to study for an exam. I'm here, I'm lonely.
I know, we're trying to be
craving
to
physical
be
touch. We're trying to be scholars. And they're at 2 a.m.
Even I haven't touched another human being in my life.
Like, girl, you, like, I'm happy for you that you're enjoying your life, but I'm not. So, like, I'm reading, and, like, it's really so sad. As I'm trying to read. If you can hear me, fuck you for enjoying. Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Oh my god, it's so bad. Anyways, so they did their thing. She came, like, after they were done, her whole tongue was purple and black.
Bro, the guy really bruised her. What kind of, doesn't even have any chill. Like, what the hell? It's never that deep. It's like, bro. No, but that's actually a thing, though. Because first of all, I heard it
and I was like, is that even real? Like, I've never heard that people like sucking and biting the actual tongue to the point
you where there's physical. Kissing is overrated. People that like to do all this, like,
wait, but I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we wouldn't know, but like, I've it's heard. Overrated. I like from sources. Anyways, because like the thing is, it's like I don't like from what I've heard. I don't understand the kind of pleasure like what you're receiving from just like, you know, just kissing someone. And for the fact that you now have to be like sucking their tongue and decorating and it's, you know, it's too much, you know. Like, even one of my friends was telling me, like, oh, what they call it, when it's so funny because you know when like two people are talking and then they are both telling you about like what's going on. So you know, like, from both sides, but obviously you can't tell the other person this is going. That's basically what's happening. Because she was telling me, oh, he's a bad kisser. Like, what did she even say? Like, she said he's a bad kisser. Then the guy was saying, oh, she doesn't really know how to kiss. That, like, she opened her mouth really small and, like, he couldn't, you know, like, get in. And then we were trying to give him advice, like, oh, what you need to do, like, you have to take control of the kiss or whatever, like, tilt the head back and, like, so that she can, you know, you get what I'm trying to say, right? Yeah.
And then
when he was telling me, oh, she's about, I was just laughing, man, because what I've heard, like, and that's not even the only thing, but what I've heard is, like, you don't even know she's feeling the same way. But anyways, yeah, that's what I was going to say, like, when people, it's so funny just hearing from people knowing you already know, like, what's going on.
But oh, sex, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
That happens too many times, especially like I've heard of like guys, you know, guys that have really big egos, and they're like, they hook up with all these girls or whatever, and then they really think like they're the shit, and then you hear from the girl's part that he was horrible, blah blah blah. That's the most embarrassing thing ever.
I feel bad.
It gives me like, so much joy
when girls tell me about like the guys they've had in bed and like, oh, how this and that, I just start laughing because the way they talk about it, it's like, oh, they had to fake the moaning so that not to bruise his ego and stuff, so that he'll keep going and you finish or whatever that. I'm just there dying because it's like the guys don't even know the half of it. And can we actually talk about guys buying Magnum condoms when they don't need it? Because I actually don't get it. Like, what are you trying to, like, are you trying to say you have a 10 inch when you don't?
Oh my god.
It's like, is it a flex? Or I don't get.
Maybe, like, you know, people that, like, you go inside a guy's room and then they see, maybe, like, if a girl accidentally opens and sees Magnum, but then in his back closet, what he actually uses is the small one. I think he just wants people to, you know, see that.
I heard something that, like, one guy, what he did was he had the, what's it called? The Magnum condom, right? And when it was not time to put it on, he put on the smaller one. That's actually fucking hilarious. Because the girl probably saw him and was like, look at that. Like, he's wearing a Magnum. And then when the guy that freaking that is not actually, you know. But say less, Sha. Say less. Anyways. Bro, why the fuck are we talking about condoms?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
I don't even know.
This is Ron Unfiltered.
Yeah. Hashtag Ron Unfiltered. Purr, big purr.
Oh my god.
But
yeah, that's I heard that and I was like, wow. Wow. Like, people are aggressive, like.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard. But to the point where you're ripping flesh off of another human being is like.
That's like,
you know, some people that, like, have hickeys? Like, you can you can have hickeys and then, like, cute and whatever. But, like, some people, like, your whole neck is not even,
they
like,
look like they splot- them.
Not, like, splotches, but, like, a big circle, a big patch. Like, someone took a bat and smacked you in the neck. That's too much. Like, you can have your cute little...
Like, Hurets. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I think
I have evidence. Should I refresh?
You're so dumb.
Yeah, it intensifies, like, the absorption. I actually read about this. Like, THC absorption is more... when you what's it called drink first. So I was gone, guys. There's this video, let me send it to you.
Okay,
but yeah, bro, I just is it just me or like, okay, I fully support people that, you know, like go out, go to clubs, and then they just like you know, have one night stands, or they just like kiss like 10 people and stuff. But I don't know why, me personally, I can't. And it's not because like I'm like, oh, because of like my body counts or something like that, but I just feel like it's a, like, because it's a stranger, you don't know where their mouth has been, like if they're a dirty person. And I physically can't, like, just randomly, because I remember when I had my first clubbing experience here, like what's it called, the guy I was dancing with, like just dancing, nothing, whatever, he was like, oh, you're coming home with me. I was like, no, I'm not. Like, what the fuck? Like, me, when I knew where I'm coming from. Coming with you where? Like, he's like, yeah, going home with me. I looked at him. Okay, boss. Like, it's never gonna happen. I even told my friend, like, we actually, because basically they had like a VIP section, and what's it called? Mm-hmm. They had champagne, all this, like. So it's like, you know, free drinks. They invited us over. Let's chop life. Full life chop sauce. And that's how we're dancing with them, and da-da-da-da-da. They were like, oh, let's take you home, da-da-da. Like, hell no, I don't know.
Like, like you said, like, I support it, but I think it's a different reason from you. I just I just can't do it.
Yeah. I think that aspect alone is just, like... And I think it's a me thing. I feel like maybe if I'm more, like, secure in myself, and more, like, you know... Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe what I'm trying to say, but yeah, if I'm more like, I don't know, sure, but yeah, maybe. But then as of now, like, it's not something I can find. Like, it just makes me feel weird. But when people are telling me about the experience, I'm like, go, you know, like, you're enjoying yourself, why not? But for me, it's like, you know, like, but yeah, if it's a sneaky little grind, why not? Because, you know,
I know,
it's nothing deep. But yeah, but bro, the clubbing like scene here is actually crazy. And it's actually, because what I like about this place is that, because I feel like the city I am, it's mostly students, so like it's, I guess it's safe. I don't know, like if you're walking on the streets late at night, like it's actually nothing deep so far. I haven't really expected, except for that, did I tell you about the time that I was coming back from the library, and then what's it called, like some drunk guys were walking past me, and then one of them pulls down his pants and brings out his phallus. Oh my god, look at me, paramedical student. Wait, I don't even know if that's the correct term for it, but anyways,
just stick with it.
But yeah, he bring, and me, I'm just like this, what, like what the fuck, from where? And they just all start laughing. I was like, fuck you guys, you know.
No, that's, I disgusting, when he told me that, and I was so,
I was low-key traumatized, because that's weird. Like, yeah, you don't just... It's weird behavior. I'm actually Googling phallus right now to see what it means. Okay, yeah, it means penis. It's purr. But yeah, bro, that's the only thing so far that I've... And obviously, here and there, like, I haven't seen it, but there was... One girl showed me a video of... in the club, they, you know, there's actually, they're like mafia people, like what they call it, they have their gangs and whatnot. And one guy is he like one of the gangs, he didn't have his own gang, and they were fighting him, like they fully, like I think there was a banister or something, they put him over it, and one of them stepped on his head, and I think he even had to get brain surgery.
What?
Yeah, like, a fight broke out. I didn't see a problem. Like, a fight broke out. Then his own gang, I don't know, they just left him for dead. The other guys were now fighting him. And one of them stepped on his head.
When was this?
At the club. I wasn't there. I saw the video. My friend was at the club. And then she, like, videoed it. Basically, like, a fight broke out. And then they were... I think they even smashed bottles. I'm not sure. But these were not, like, teenagers. I mean, not what's called uni students. They were, like, adults. Like, men. Like, people are like, part of the mafia. I'm so serious. Which is, like, really crazy. But, yeah, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. I really need to stop telling people I love them when I'm drunk. Because I definitely don't mean it. Maybe a select few, but, like...
Oh, okay.
It's just... Well, did I hurt you for a second there?
No, but you've said it multiple times. Times sober, yeah, and drunk.
I've never said I love you sober. Don't lie to yourself.
Yes. I can bring out the receipts. Shut up.
Oh, my girl. That's fucking hilarious. But yeah.
Brought up from my experience.
Long day. I miss summer. Like
summer of this year that just passed.
Yeah.
I don't miss it at all. At all. I hated
no,
summer.
No, wait,
this year.
Hear me out. Like I miss, what do I miss? I guess I miss my family. Okay, I miss my family. And I also miss that period, like August. Yeah. That's what I see.
Why do we always... Is it by force to always bring it up? Is it by force to always talk about August? And
wait, what happened
and
in August?
Time? August. Wait, when is August? Oh, wrong month.
What are you thinking about June?
I thought April, June.
April. Oh, my days. Oh, Lord. Let's not talk about April, June, please. What's there to miss about that?
I mean, I don't know why I thought you said April. I was like, what, is it by force every episode?
See, that's what I'm telling you. It's in your head. It's your own fault. That's what's raining in your brain. And yet, you'll be talking. That's what's inside your head. That's why you went... How can... What's the similarity between April and August apart from A?
A, it's the A. That's what was
the A. Okay, no problem.
So what happened in August?
No, like August? You know, I learned how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss driving. Like just seeing friends and stuff, you know.
Okay, I get.
Yeah,
I get.
That's what I miss.
I don't miss summer at all. At all. I already told you that I might not even come to Nigeria for Christmas.
I know. Low-key, I might not as well. Which is very sad because it was the date. That's when we were meant to do our Dirty December. Because I swear we've both not had like a proper like Dirty December, like going out.
No.
And I'm obviously like. We can do next year though. We should go to Ghana. Ghana. You know, Ghana is basically Ghana. In December. It's the next, yes. It's the new Lagos in December. Save up money and go to
Ghana. Oh my god, you'll be 19 and I will be 20.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
You're 20? What does he say after? It's okay, baby girl. What did he say? I don't even remember. Oh my god, it's 3:21 a.m.
I felt so bad. I was banging on the door. I was like, I need to get in there. Deborah, it's late for her, blah blah blah. I need to finish.
No, it's fine. You know, okay, yeah, that's another thing. Like, maybe, like, all this is affecting, not the podcast, I'm talking about, like, what's it called, school and everything. It's affecting my sleep schedule because I literally don't, I sleep 5 a.m. every day.
Mm-hmm.
6:30 as well.
Is it by your own choice? Wait, you wake up, you go to bed 6 and wake up
And
nine.
I wake up, at, no, 9? I have classes at 9. I wake up 7:30, 8.
So, yeah. What's the point of even sleeping?
I don't know. That's actually weird. That's a very good
If you're
question.
Only sleeping an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Like today now, because of my midterm, I went to bed at like 6 and I woke up 7. 1 hour.
I would be so cranky.
But I'm fine. Like,
That's I can't do that. I would be so cranky.
I don't know. I really need to fix this because it's actually really bad. Like, I guess now it's not even too bad because... I don't know. We're not doing like crazy hard stuff. But I don't want to get to a point where, you know, I can't function and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bro.
I definitely need to fix that.
Or we could do the podcast earlier.
No. I like this time. Oh no,
No, it's fine with me.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Maybe okay. We'll see. Like maybe like 11:10 my time.
Oh yeah.
And then soon, like later on, it will move up earlier when I actually saw my shit out. You know, I keep on saying I'll get like organized and stuff, and I'm just failing at it. Sorry, babes. One day.
Are you talking to yourself?
One day, yeah.
One day. You know how many people I've texted to see who's going to the dining hall, because the dining hall closes in 20 minutes and I'm not there, so I need someone to get me
to
food,
get you food,
because I will pass out.
How about your roommates?
Okay, let me ask her. Oh my god,
wait, you know you're lucky that you guys have catered, like,
I know, you know, I was talking to Flaminia, I was talking to Anastasia, I was talking to you, like, all, it's not, there's no food,
yeah,
you have
no.
to make your
own food. You make your own food. Like, they do have a, like, I think it just opened, in fact, what's it called, a lunch place on the main campus, and there obviously, like, a lot of coffee shops around, but I don't know, I literally always make my own food, except if I'm taking coffee. I tried the food at the lunch place once, and it was shit, waste of my money, so ever since, like, I either don't eat and just drink a coffee. Oh my god, you know what happened today? This is like TMI, but like, I didn't eat all day, and then I had like lectures all day, but then during the break I went to like buy coffee, and then I got a
shit.
No,
oh,
I got a mochaccino, and then that's how I go to the lecture room, and it's normally very loud because like the lecturers are loud, but we had, this man is a sweetheart, like, he's our chemistry teacher, and he's basically the best. I wish all the lecturers were like him. But he's very quiet, and like, your attention span is like, you know, that you don't lose attention during the lecture. You know how people like sleep and stuff. But he literally gives us breaks because he knows, like, let's say after 30 minutes, no one is going to be focusing. So give you time to recover and then continue again, whatever. But yeah, like during the lecture, my stomach was rumbling. Like, it was really like all these like. And I just, after a while, I was like, fuck this, I'm standing, I'm going out, I'm just going to get water, and I'm not coming back here, because that's so bloody embarrassing. But I don't know if anybody heard, but my friend messaged me, and she's like, oh, are you okay? And then, and I was like, yeah, my stomach just hurts, could you hear a rumbling? But she was next to me, she was like, yeah, I could.
Oh, yeah.
But I asked someone behind me, and they were like, nah, they couldn't, so,
Okay.
But imagine if, bro, nah, that's my worst nightmare.
No, every single time I drink coffee, even so I'm lactose intolerant, and I'll put like almond milk or oat milk, and I still, it's the caffeine, like coffee usually makes people shit.
I think, and you know, I think I might be lactose intolerant as well, because remember like in Elscliff when I drank oat milk, I never had like any, what's it called, problems, but here like I drank what's it called, normal milk, and I don't even like milk. Actually, that's a lie, because I eat like stuff like chocolate
milk.
And what's it called, but I don't like milk, like milk on its own, if it's not oat milk, I don't like it, so but apparently like black people are lactose intolerant, but we force ourselves to, or is it everyone, I'm not sure, but I remember my English teacher telling me one time like this, that basically like people are lactose intolerant, but then we build up tolerance to lactose and whatever, but some people don't build that up. But
yeah,
so I think I might be, obviously I've probably built up my tolerance to it, so it's like fine, but sometimes I still feel weird after eating, what's it called, You just... Oh, no. I think you're a masochist. Because there's no reason why you should be lactose... cat got your tongue. Because I'm correct, right? There's no reason why you should be lactose intolerant and you'd be drinking milk. You'd be drinking coffee, be drinking it. Because why are you doing that to yourself? You know it's going to hurt you. I feel like you're taking medication.
No, it's because no one else is called masochist except for someone else.
So. Yeah, I know. But yeah, you're a masochist.
I don't think so.
I really think so. Like, I really know no. so.
Okay, what's the evidence?
You want me to say the evidence?
I don't know. Is it the milk? When I drink or eat ice cream, it's because it's... Oh, I don't drink... By the way, disclaimer. I do not drink milk by itself. That's nasty.
Who drinks milk?
Like, ice cream. Ice cream is good. Like,
good, yeah.
Like, it's not good for you, though. Like, if I have a stomach ache... Oh, yeah, it's not good for me, but it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you feel pain after.
Yes. Okay, I can get over it. Like, I'll take painkillers or something. Well, that's the only thing. Are you talking about... Because no, we're not talking about that. And everyone likes it. You know what? Never mind. Forgot about it. Stupid guy.
Okay. Long day.
Very long day.
One day I just wanna hear you say,
I think I'm gonna have to order food.
You think? What do you want to order?
There's like restaurants on campus, so you just go and pick it up. But I have to pay money.
Oh yeah. I think I mentioned last episode like that no one here gets me and something. I only remember this because I literally watched this like 1 hour ago. But yeah, like I think slowly like that's starting to change. Because what's it called? Are there a few people that I actually like, you know, that I'm getting along with and stuff that I see myself.
What do you mean
like,
by get you?
Like, what do I mean by get you? I feel like here I have to co switch a lot because first of all, talk how I normally talk. I normally talk like this, but like, it's different. Like the humor is very weird here. Let me just say that. Like, so there are only a certain select people, I think, that are, like, you know, like, top tier, like me. Like, they have the elite humor and that, you know, on my level and stuff. But, yeah. And what's it called? Yeah, just people, like, I'm starting to, like, vibe with and stuff. And, you know, like, before, when you're new, you don't really want to, like, put yourself out there and what's it called? Have to be, you know, getting to what's going on, like where, like now I feel like it's much more easier because I don't need to do any of that. Like, it's just, you know, like I know who I want to talk to and everything. Because I also don't like how people do things, like when you're in a group and this is that. I'd rather like having friends, like in each, not group, but from all over. Because our cohort is actually pretty big, so it's nice to have friends like second year, third year, first year, different what's it called, courses and stuff. So that's currently like the people I'm enjoy talking to are like spread out, you know.
I get it. I think I need to work on that more because I guess I'm very like comfortable with who I have but it's like all of them are interconnected, so like one of my friends is friends with the rest. I don't have a friend that is not connected to the rest.
Okay,
and it's not like I need to like tick that off my checklist, but like it's nice to have. Like,
yeah, it actually is. Cause me, I know myself. So, I tend to get tired of people, but it's not even like a thing. Like they've done something. It's just when you're constantly like, what's it called, around the same like group of people, and you know they all have similar interests. And it's like, what else is there to find out? Cause that's one thing I feel like in uni, people that hang out together, people with similar interests, and it's actually kind of weird because. I would think that you would want to get to know people that have different things from you, because that's what like makes life kind of interesting and stuff. But obviously, like you don't have to like force yourself to be doing any of that. But it's just, you know, nice to what's it called. But yeah, that's currently my state now.
I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, let me just try to, like, get to know new people, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, I have an RBF.
A resting bitch face.
Yes. Do I?
Yeah. It's not like, it's not like a...
No one ever told me.
Because it's not like, a thing. Do you get? It's not like...
No, because it's not like every here, they said it's, like, oh my God, they said it's really bad. They said it's really bad.
Nah, it's here. Not. They're just... I don't think it's... I really don't think it's something that's deep, like...
Because they're like, yeah, like, when I first did it, but, like, it's so different from... I've heard that before. Like, I'm used to that. Even, like, Cloud says it all the time. Like, the first time she met me is, like, is very different from when you actually know me. Like,
yeah, you're just, whatever. You're a soft, cuddly teddy bear, guys, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, like, chew.
She's the biggest simp ever.
Nope.
She looks like
I'm
she's
not,
a hard
I'm,
girl like this. You keep quiet. You think that
I'm
is
not,
me that's a simp.
I'm
it's
not.
Actually the opposite. Adama's such a simp.
I'm not. No,
it's
I'm
a
not
good
a
thing, though. Yeah, you are.
No,
it's
no, okay.
Accepts it's okay to be
no,
a simp.
No, I can... Will you let me speak? It's not
okay,
a simp,
sorry,
okay?
Sorry.
I can be a simp and I can, like, I'll accept the title.
Babe, there's nothing
but the way
wrong
that you
with being a simp.
The way that, no, the way that you say it.
I literally just said there's nothing wrong
no,
with being
if
a simp.
If I care about you, it's just, the care is very deep. That's all.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
And if I don't
this
care
is
about
care.
You, the hatred is very deep as well.
Deep.
So it's like you either
first.
One or the other.
Wait, what did you think of me when you first met me?
I thought like, want me to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so I came into the room. It was you, Dami, and Cloud.
Oh God, I think you've told me this before, but go on.
Came into my room to like introduce yourself and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very like shy and everything, and Cloud and Dami were like just talking. To me, and Debs was in the corner touching all my stuff, looking through all my stuff, and I was like, I don't know this babe from anywhere, and I'm not a very confrontational person, so I was just looking at her and I was like, you know, I should let her touch my stuff, like, it's not that big of a deal, right? And I was like, is she a child? That was my first I was like, this babe.
Okay, no, it's like, okay, let's see. I walk into someone's room and I see perfume. Obviously, I'm going to, like, I won't smell it or anything, but I want to, like, look at it. I want to know I don't know why I've actually stopped now, because obviously people are going to look at me as if I'm crazy. But, like, it's just nice seeing, like, I'm not going to go and smell your pants or some shit like that, you know? But,
You're so dumb.
Oh, look at this cute, like, sunscreen. Where is it from? Da-da-da-da-da. I like shit like that. But yeah, I think even I remember that day. I think Dami and Claudiana were like, sorry, Deborah does this all the time, or some shit like that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, that was my first thought of you. But it wasn't bad. How about me?
Babe, I don't remember.
Oh.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, the first time I met you, though, it was in the, what's it called? We were conservatory, yes. You were outside with your dad, and I think we were waving at you or something like that. And you just seemed nice, like, you seemed cute, but you seemed very shy.
Yeah, with new people, I seem very shy.
And I thought your dad was very cute. Not in that way, but, like, he was very, like, okay, yes,
oh,
no,
like,
in, he had.
Like,
daddy,
I've heard that before.
Daddy energy.
Oh my God.
Sir, if you're watching this, I'm just playing around for legal reasons. It's a joke. It's purely a joke. But yeah, Papa Eze,
shut up, bro.
Okay. I'll keep quiet.
You know how many times I've heard that?
But is
like,
it because it's the truth? Like,
I didn't realize. There was one time we went to the we're in the airport and I was going to boarding school.
Mom and dad are fucking hot, like, you know.
This is not going in.
Yes it is. Remember hashtag run unfiltered.
Oh my God. So we're at the airport, we get there, and they're going, because you know in Nigeria they open your bag and they're like, ah, why do you have Fanta? Why do you da 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 da?
Yeah.
They're always going through your stuff. So they're looking through the stuff, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then my dad goes to like walk somewhere else, and he's like, oh, okay, is your brother going to come on the flight with you? And I was like, my brother? What are you talking about? And there's like, your brother right there. I was like, that's my dad. And then the women, they're like, oh, really? I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I was like, are you trying to, like, what the heck? This is so uncomfortable. So,
it's so weird, like, when I see, like, women simping over, like parents. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, like, it's very weird. Like, you can obviously, like, compliment. Like, so if my dad, my friend's parents are, like, good look, I'd be like, oh, your parents are like pretty good looking, but not in like a weird way that
bro. I think I got my love of perfumes from my dad, because if you actually like, have you met my dad?
I saw him on FaceTime. I said happy birthday.
But like, if literally the first thing you notice is how he smells. I'm not even joking, if my dad should enter the room, like, it would hit you. And it's not like it's like that kind of strong, it's just very nice. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, like, there was one time my brother told me that he was in the study room, and then my dad came in a suit, I don't know, that came to come and say hi to him, or surprise him, or whatever, and then all the women around were now staring at him, and obviously, you know how, like, they have these standing ACs and whatever, so it was blowing that's how he described it,
it was blowing the perfume smell.
And yes. I'm just like, I can imagine how that's like, because even me, that I see him all the time, anytime I'm smelling him, like, I literally sniff him over, because you just smell so good.
Yes, now every single time I see perfume, I always think of you. And how, like, every time I went to the mall yesterday, or is it 2 days ago, and they had this perfume rack, and I was like, yep,
Deborah. I should look, you do like a perfume haul for the podcast. Like, describe the scents or something like that. How, like, my collection is right there, but another day.
Another day.
Yeah, another day. You smell like clean.
Me?
Yeah, that's why we're friends. Because you smell
I smell like clean.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, like, fresh. Like, there's some people that smell like not fresh. You know? But you smell like I don't know how to explain it. So it's a good smell.
Thanks.
And you smell sweet as well. You like all these sweet perfumes that I don't like, but they suit you.
Yes, you like this. You like the musky, or is it musky? Is that the word?
Yeah, I like stuff with like patchouli inside as the base notes. I think my perfumes probably have patchouli inside, and more like really strong stuff. Obviously, it can be sweet, but not too sweet, because I'll get sick of it. I have one that's really sweet, but it's like nice, so it's fine.
No, okay. I think with my body is once I start using like a perfume, it's like my body just absorbs it very well. So even after I shower, like there was one time Flaminia hugged me right after I showered and like went like this, and I was like, you smell like perfume. And I was like, that was weird how I described that. I described that thing. I get what I mean.
Yeah.
So then she was like, I think
no, Flaminia is our roommate, by the way, guys. Before you guys.
Oh, my old roommate, yeah.
Yeah, ex-roommates, by the way. But yeah, I like that. You know when you just come out of the shower and you're smelling, like, the soap you used? Or, like, the oil or whatever you used? And that's just nice, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing I like about myself.
Up to now, I still don't know what I smell like. Even though if you compliment me and everything, I still don't, like, smell me, you know?
Wait, what do you mean?
I can't smell, like, when I put perfume on, I can't really, I don't know what I smell like.
Okay, this is really bad. This just shows that we haven't, like, talked in a while, but I haven't seen you in a while, but I forgot what you smell like, but you have a smell. It's a good smell, but, like, you know, like, I know, like, if you gave me my hoodie, I mean, gave me your hoodie, like, I would be like, oh yeah, this is Deb's, like, I'd be able to. Or I remember when you gave Nastia your hoodie, and I smelt it. I was like, this is Debs. Ooh. And I didn't. Yeah. So you have a smell.
Wow. Yeah. That's nice to hear.
Yes? Why are you just
staring? I didn't know what to say. I thought you were going to say something. I'm just waiting. Oh.
So, guys, thank you for listening to this episode.
What is wrong with you? Wait, but I think actually we're like.
Yeah, we're actually for real. This is the end. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye, guys.
I'm just trying to get food. Like, I've been texting so many people, but I finally.
Did you finally get food?
Yeah, my friend is gonna get me food. So.
Hold on.
Yes. But, anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Make sure to leave reviews in whichever platform you're listening to. Follow our Instagram and our Twitter and all of our social media. It's all in the link in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere that you're listening it to. And yeah, new episodes every Wednesday or every other Wednesday. Which one are we gonna stick with? Every other?
We'll figure it.
We'll figure it out. But just know if an episode comes out, it's always on Wednesday.
And like share with your boyfriend, your sugar daddy, your grandpa, grandma, your uncle, your auntie, your boss. Share with everybody, cousins, okay? Yeah.
Everyone.
Your enemy, in fact.
Yes. Share with you. Because they'll like it.
We're just that good. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.